I mean, this is our first beer press conference.
It is.
Well, good. Look, this is a an unusual occasion because we have the leaders of both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and we're standing in support of an amended bill that, as it goes forward, will definitely comply with the court's order regarding our prisons, but it will do so opening up the possibility for a longer-term plan that will be more efficient and more balanced. But in the short term, we will comply with the court's order by providing adequate capacity, but we're asking the court that they recognize our commitment to longer-term solutions and to consider modifying their order. Now I'd like to turn it over to Darryl, since he worked very hard on this over the weekend, he can explain it better than I can.
Okay. Well, thank you, Governor Brown, very, very much. And thank you to Speaker Perez and leaders Huff and Conway, and happy birthday to Senator Huff, by the way. I just want to begin by saying I finally found my way to the press conference. a couple weeks ago, and I'm very happy to be standing with my fellow leaders here, and of course the governor of the state of California. I wasn't sure this would happen a couple weeks ago, but I'm very pleased that it has. The amended statute that we all support will contain, again, no early releases. Very important component. The plan essentially is this. It says that the capacity-only approach is the default approach. It's the default approach. That if the court does not issue a modified order, that the capacity plan will go into effect. So there's insurance here against early release. However, we stand jointly together, and the leaders can put it all in their own words, but asking the court to modify its order to allow the state of California the time to invest in a more durable and sustainable solution to our overcrowding problem. And so the statute will have two plans. It will have the governor's original capacity plan, and it will have an alternative plan. The alternative plan will go into effect if the court grants us an extension of time. And if the court grants that extension of time, because we don't know how long that extension might be, we don't specify then how much money will be for capacity or rehabilitation, but the statute will say that the administration and we together can only spend money on capacity to the extent required by an amended court order. Any savings, the first $75 million, will go into a rehabilitation, recidivism reduction fund, a rehabilitation fund, and any savings over $75 million will go 50-50 into that same fund and or the general fund. This will be in addition to a county incentive fund modeled after 678 of 2009 that in year two will grant county monies directly and the money will be paid for by reducing capacity for counties that are able to divert people from state prison. So we all stand four square, I believe, behind the alternative, but we have the insurance that if the court does not modify the order, that we are protected, the public is protected, and we go with the original plan. Speaker Perez.
Thank you. Again, it's wonderful that we are all here together on a bicameral and bipartisan basis to move forward with this legislation. As the governor and the pro tem have stated, it is modeled first and foremost on the governor's proposal to avoid any release of prisoners and to fully comply with the court orders. We've then modified that, as the pro tem has said, to create opportunities for us to address any changes in the court order. The pro tem referred to a possibility that the court could extend the amount of time. The court could also do what we think they should have been doing, which is look at the conditions in prisons today. Evaluate the changes that have happened because of the work that we have all done together over the last several years, eliminating triple bunking, eliminating the number of folks housed in gymnasiums and others, and really evaluate whether their original number was correct. Any reduction in that number, just like any extension of time, would free up resources for our investment in programs to decrease recidivism and work with local governments to have other alternatives. The notion here is that we are constrained by the amount of money that was originally outlined in the governor's proposal, $315 million in the first year, $415 million in the out year. But all of us believe that if the court is thoughtful and reevaluates their original order, there is a way to do all that we are talking about for less money than originally outlined in the governor's proposal. Senator Huff?
Nice to see bacteria bear serving a useful purpose here today.
Don't touch it.
You know, Senate Republicans have consistently opposed the early release of criminals. And so this plan respects that. And it has capacity that, as a backstop, nobody gets let out early. But every felon, every inmate that wants to improve themselves, should the judges reverse their or modify their opinion, every inmate has the ability that wants to rehabilitate themselves should have that opportunity. So I just want to say appreciate working together with my colleagues here as we stand united in this approach, and we know California will be better for it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I guess this is historic. We're having a Big Five meeting. And I will not repeat what everyone's already said, but the obvious is that, you know, we have the governor's original plan that responds to the immediacy of the situation. We've worked together to create an alternative plan, and I think everything continues as it was before. So we have a short-term plan that we have to immediately react to the court's decision. The court has an opportunity to change that. Should they choose to, then we have an alternative plan that going forward we think meets all the needs. And for us, of course, I think it's already been stated, not allowing anyone else out on the streets is very, very important to all of our constituents, I think. We've heard that loud and clear on both sides of the aisle.
Okay. A couple of questions,
Governor,
on this.
Is this an agreement between all of you for effectively a plan A, and if not that, plan B?
Yes.
Does it include the information about the inmates' attorneys having a say in the future?
No, the inmates' attorneys do not have any role in this plan. This is a legislative plan. It seeks a court modification, and if that occurs, the court will then allow more individuals to remain in prison. With the money we save, we'll invest in programs to reduce recidivism and to encourage local counties to develop alternative sanctions to handle felons at the local level without sending them to prison.
Governor, do you have confidence the courts will give you the extension that you're asking for?
I don't know what they'll do, but this legislation shows the state of California is 100% compliant with what the court has ordered. But it also raises the opportunity that we can, in the next few years, find reforms and changes that will make our system more balanced, more cost-effective, and more humane. We need some time. If the court doesn't give us the time, then we will spend the hundreds of millions of dollars finding additional beds. We'd rather find a combination plan that would achieve, I think, what the courts would like to achieve, but that can't be done by December 31st. We do need more time.
How much time are you asking for?
Okay. John and I first.
I
suppose as the person that has been the critic of the capacity-only plan, in terms of whether the court will grant the extension so that we can do something different that is more durable and sustainable, I am comfortable taking that risk because I recognize that the default position here, again, is the capacity plan that I have been critical of. But I'm willing to take that risk because I think the court, no one should ever speak for a court or try to predict what a court will do. But everybody is interested in a longer-term solution. And if they grant the extension, we have then the opportunity to do what's in the alternative plan that what everyone agrees will be more durable and long-lasting.
If I may, there's two elements to a modification. One could be an extension.
Yes.
And the other could be a reduction in the number of bodies they're asking
Correct.
For us to find solution for. So the courts have many ways to look at this. In any modification that they would give, it would free up resources from the amount that we have all agreed to focus on recidivism reduction. But the notion here is we absolutely are in compliance with what the court has mandated, and we'll do it in as cost-effective and as thoughtful way possible.
How long of an extension are we talking about here?
Well, as long as it... I mean, a substantial amount of time, because the big point that gets missed here is prison reduction is not reduction into the universe. It's reduction into counties. So this problem is half the state and its prison and parole system, and half the counties and their jails and their probation and their mental health and their drug treatment. This is a complex system. We have already enacted the most far-reaching prison reform in the history of America, called realignment. 43,000 fewer people are in prison. That's huge. That's monumental. And for the most part, people act as though it never happened. Well, it did happen, and we can build on that, but not in a month or a year. We're asking for time, and we will comply with the orders, but in order to go forward in a balanced, humane, a cost-effective way, we need time, and we have a mechanism in this bill to spend the money, giving the county incentives and also providing for recidivism reduction.
Do you have the support of Clark Kelso on this?
What's that?
Do you have the support of Clark Kelso on this?
I'm not going to. You need to ask Mr. Kelso himself. But again, everybody who has been party to 10 years worth of litigation and all that goes with it wants to see a longer-term, cost-effective solution. You should ask
okay. And I think the governor is very clear. When you look at what we've done over the last several years, had we not made the changes that we have together, the problem would be five times as large as it is today.
Yes.
We have achieved 80% of what the court would have wanted. We think that if they evaluate the work that we've done, they have room to modify and allow us to do this in a more cost-effective, timely way.
All right. The last.
Governor, has got any thoughts on naming the Bay Bridge after Willie
no,
Brown?
No, we've already gone beyond your time. Thank you.
Any more in prison?
Ask the court for the modification. If you have a realistic expectation, they will
act. Look, I think we have a reasonable chance. Just put it that way. We're not acting just with no foundation. This has been well considered, well consulted, and well drafted.
And if they don't, why do you believe that?
Hey, but John.
But Mr. Speaker, I asked the governor.
I know, but I'm still answering Tim's question. Then we can come back to you, John. So John, the other part of this is, if they don't reconsider, we have a plan that we have all agreed to, which immediately moves forward on a housing-only approach that is completely consistent with the court order. So the impetus for the court to act is to see whether or not the housing-only approach was the most desirable outcome, or whether they're open to looking at other thoughtful approaches.
Wait, have you gotten a signal from the court or through Mr. Kelso or something, Governor, to make you feel that optimistic?
Well, there are little smoke signals emanating from the mountaintops.
Thanks, Governor.
It's all good.
Thank you.
Because this is great. That's why.
Excuse us.
Sorry.
No problem.